told you that what you say to others isn't nearly as important as what you say to yourself. How you talk to yourself will determine how successful you're gonna be, period. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I wanna talk to you this week about your words become your reality. And I'm gonna share some shocking, exciting stories to prove truly how powerful and even mind-boggling your words are, positively and negatively. But first, I wanna ask you if you would help me out real quick. Would you take 1 second and give me and my team a little boost of encouragement by subscribing to this channel? You know, it's wild how for a while it felt like our channel wasn't growing much. Algorithms, whatever, I don't understand it. And now all of a sudden we started growing so much. So I wanna say how much I truly appreciate you subscribing, and I promise you will get your faith built up to live your dreams. Okay, so your words become your reality. Listen to this true story, and if this doesn't send chills up your spine, maybe it will encourage you to zip your lips. This is a story. I just happen to have a guitar here. I don't have a clue how to even hold this, but it's about the former bass guitarist for the band Weezer. Okay, I'm gonna put my electric guitar down for a second. This is a chilling story. Mikey Welsh, I don't know if you've heard of him, but he predicted his own death on Twitter based on a dream he had. So on September 26, 2011, the 40-year-old musician tweeted this: "Dreamt I died in Chicago next weekend. Heart attack in my sleep. Need to write my will today." That's what he tweeted. Then he immediately went back and corrected his tweet, and he wrote, "The weekend after next." 2 weeks later, on October 8th, 2011, Welsh was found dead in a hotel room in Chicago at the exact time he predicted. Well, they discovered that it was, you know, prescription drugs, you know, were in his room, but they suspected the cause of death was a heart attack brought on by drug overdose. He predicted his own death, and it happened exactly the way he declared it. Well, what does Matthew 12 say? Words are powerful, take them seriously. Now, here's another chilling story taken from Jimi Hendrix, who was another guitarist. Now, this is crazy. This is from lyrics to a song he wrote in September of 1965. It was called The Ballad of Jimmy. This is what the lyrics said. "Many things he would try, for soon he'd die. Now Jimmy's gone, he's not alone. His memory still lives on. 5 years, this he said, he's not gone, he's just dead." That's what he wrote in the song. Exactly 5 years later, Hendrix died on September 18th, 1970, just as he declared. Matthew 18, 21 says death and life are in the power of the tongue. So I want you to know you are truly speaking death or life over your circumstances every time you open your mouth. Now, most people don't realize just how detrimental their words are in producing their outcome. In fact, Roddy and I were watching the life story, the movie of Tina Turner, and you've probably heard that movie, What's Love Got to Do with It? Well, afterwards, I just Googled Ike Turner, you know, Tina's ex-husband who was so abusive, and I was reading his Wikipedia, and at the very end, it said on December 10th of 2007, he told his assistant that he believed he was dying and he would not live until Christmas. This is what it says on Wikipedia. As he predicted, it said, Turner died 2 days later on December 12th. Now, these are pretty dramatic stories of people prophesying their deaths. You may or may not be using words that detrimental, but what are you saying? Are you speaking words of failure over your future? Are you just agreeing with hopelessness that life is just always gonna be like this? Or are you declaring that poverty and defeat are just your lot in life? Are you speaking words that are contrary to God's best for your life? Now, I don't want to startle you, but I do want you to just sort of wake up to the reality that your words are dictating the life you live today. In fact, Joel Osteen says it like this: don't use your words to describe your situation. Use your words to change your situation. See, you get to choose. Either speak death or speak life. There's even a scripture in the Bible where God gives us the answer to this multiple question quiz. Choose life, he says. Well, Proverbs 16:23 says, the heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. See, what if I told you that what you say to others isn't nearly as important as what you say to yourself. How you talk to yourself will determine how successful you're going to be, period. That's a bold statement. You know, your personal, I like to call it a pep talk. I wrote a whole book on pep talk. Your personal pep talk can help you lose weight, get good grades, achieve promotion, close sales, get along with people, win awards, and even gold medals. In fact, listen to this. This was in 1993, the national champion of figure skaters, they were interviewed for a study on their unique coping strategies for just how do you handle the stress. Well, they discovered the most common way they deal with stress, 76% of the skaters, was rational thinking and self-talk. In fact, Ruben Gonzalez, he agreed with the study, and he took his personal list of affirmations with him. He took them all over the world. And he would consistently give himself a pep talk, helping him become, he called it, resilient in the face of life's challenges. Well, every single day, he would read what he called the Champion's Creed. And this is what it said. I am a champion. I believe in myself. I have the will to win. I set high goals for myself. I surround myself with winners. I'm cool, positive, and confident. I'm willing to pay the price for success. Now, he would just read this every single day, twice a day. And he said it helped him stay focused on his goals and become a three-time Olympic medalist. Ruben Gonzalez, he believes that in order to start your day like a champion, you need to fine-tune your mindset. And he says the way you do that is read positive, motivational statements like the Champion's Creed first thing in the morning and right before you go to bed. And he says read it with power, with passion, eyeball to eyeball in the mirror. Well, just so you know, I put the Champion's Creed by Ruben Gonzalez in your free download so you can read it to yourself. And I also put some of my favorite affirmations for wealth, success, and happiness taken straight from my book on Pep Talk. So you can just click the link in the description and get that free download right now. And I'm telling you, print it out. Put it on your mirror. Put it on the screensaver of your phone or on your steering wheel. I mean, maybe don't read it while you're driving, but you know what I mean. Someplace where you're going to be reminded of the power of your words. You know, like the Lord told Joyce Meyer years ago, he said, Joyce, you've stopped speaking negatively, but you haven't started speaking positively. See, it's one thing to stop all the negative self-talk, the debilitating words over yourself, but you got to take it up another notch and replace those words with positive declarations over yourself and over your future. I'm telling you, you can change the entire direction of your life with your words. Now, real quick, I'm going to read this whole chapter from my book called How Long is Long Enough. I'm going to read the entire chapter. So, you ready for this? So, it says, how long is enough? In other words, how long do you have to speak affirmations? Here's the answer. Speak what you seek until you see what you've said. What does that mean? Keep doing it until it happens. It's that simple. That's the whole chapter. So, it really is that simple. So, I want to help you this week to start changing your circumstances. Don't waste your precious words on useless, hopeless, detrimental words. Let me remind you real quick that you are speaking affirmations all the time with every word you speak, whether you realize it or not. Every complaint is an affirmation of something you don't want. And I'm talking to myself today. If you continually complain about your life, your health, your body, your job, your salary, you're only going to attract more to complain about. Complaining is an affirmation. So don't get upset with yourself. You probably just never learned how important your words are in shaping your future. And it's so easy to just get into that negative slide of complaining. So I want to encourage you to do your best to stop complaining, but also every single day for a solid week, read the Champion's Creed or my list of positive affirmations and just do it. Set an alarm on your phone that says pep talk and watch how your life will start to improve. So click the link in the description right now, get this free download. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, and I am cheering you on to live your dreams.